You're listening to the Grow Your Own Food Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you grow fresh fruit, vegetables, and even grains in your own backyard. In every episode, you'll get growing tips, recipe inspiration, and more. Ready to get growing? Then let's jump in. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 10 of the Grow Your Own Food Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Smith, and today we're going to be talking about levels of sunlight for your plants. All those different sunlight classifications, full sun, partial shade, shade loving, what do all those terms even mean? We're going to be talking all about that today, but first, a word from our sponsor. So, being a redhead, if you've been to my website, bnbasil.com, you'll see my lovely photo there, and you'll see that I am a ginger. I am not a huge fan of the sun. I cringe away from it like a vampire, but Mr. B, my husband, he can spend all day outside, happy as a lark, comes in with like a tan. Not me. I'm burnt to a crisp. Your plants are the same way. From full sun to partial shade to shade loving, if you want to get the most out of your vegetable garden, it's important to understand and pay attention to suggested sunlight levels. But paying attention to them is one thing. Knowing what they actually mean, how that translates to time spent in the sun, is another. Like, how partial is partial shade? And is there such a thing as too much sun for full sun plants? Well, you're about to find out. Simply put, full sun plants are ones that need a bare minimum of 6 hours of direct sunlight every day. But for most full sun plants, they're going to want more like 8 to 10 hours of sunlight. Like, that's even better for them. If they get less than that, or if they regularly get less than 6 hours of sunlight, you're going to start to see those full sun plants get kind of like stunted in terms of size, and they'll be leggy rather than leafy. So like they'll have really long stems and their kind of spacing of leaves is going to be really spread out along the length of that stem. Some examples of full sun plants. Well, full sun plants have a few things in common. First of all, they grow really fast and they fruit a lot, and they tend to have, most of them tend to have big fruit or really juicy fruit. And they need all that sun to keep up with the energy needs and keep chugging away with photosynthesis, you know, keep creating those simple sugars, that glucose that helps feed the leaves, feed the fruit, keep everything moving along nicely. So examples of full sun plants would be tomatoes, summer squash, both summer and winter squash, eggplant, corn, watermelon for sure, cantaloupe, and then most berries, or at least most common berries, strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries. Those are all three full sun plants. And obviously, like I said, you know, they tend to fruit very heavily, and they just need all that sun to produce all that energy. So the next thing about full sun plants, can they get too much sun? Well, no, but let me qualify that. While there's no such thing as too much sun for a full sun plant, there is such a thing as too hot or too dry. Like, even the most sun-loving person has to get out of the heat to survive heat stroke or dehydration, right? So make sure those plants get plenty of water when the daily temperature starts creeping into the 90 degree Fahrenheit range and hotter. And if it's like a really long period, tons of sun, really, really hot outside, you might even start thinking about providing them with some sort of movable shade. For instance, you can kind of set up netting as a kind of canopy. It would still let some sunlight through, but it would provide it with just a little bit of relief from the sunlight when it's the hottest part of the day. So where should full sun plants be situated in your garden? My garden beds are rectangles that run east to west, but they're laid out in a row that runs north to south. And in addition, I have some pretty tall trees on the east side of the yard. So in the summer, the beds on the south end get light the longest, while the bed's on the north end, they don't get hit with like full sun until around 10 a.m. So the orientation of your garden, its location in your yard, and any surrounding trees are going to need to be a factor in your decision of where to plant your full sun vegetables. I tend to plant my full sun vegetables on the south end of the yard where they're going to get hit with the sunlight first in the summer. And then I plant my partial shade vegetables kind of up on the north end of the yard where they're not quite getting as much sun for as long during the day. It's a lot to consider, but it's important to strategize as much as you can. If you've already situated your garden in your yard, don't worry. You can still observe sun patterns and lay things out differently next year. You know, your garden layout is not set in stone. Your beds maybe, but you can always plant things in different places. Moving on to partial sun and partial shade. First of all, are these the same thing? A lot of people ask that. And again, it's kind of qualified. Yes, they're the same thing if they appear in that construction together on the suggested sunlight levels on the seed packet or the seedling stake. If it says part sun or part shade, you can pretty much call those the same thing. But if it says partial to full sun or partial to full shade, then no, those aren't the same thing. If a plant says full sun or partial sun, it's not going to love a lot of shade. It's going to want a solid 6 to 8 hours of sun, maybe with a break at some point in the hottest part of the day. So it's the minimum down there is going to be like around that bare minimum, a solid 6 hours of sunlight. On the other hand, if a plant supposedly does best in part shade or full shade, it's not going to do well with a ton of sunlight. This kind of plant will want probably at least 4 hours of sunlight on the low end and 6 hours max. If it declares only part sun, part shade, try to aim for a happy medium of 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. Some examples of partial sun are part shade fruits and vegetables. Think about partial shade or part sun vegetables and fruits as ones that produce smaller fruit or are slower growing vegetables like root crops. And this category would also include plants that typically like cooler weather. So this would be your peas, beans, beets, onions, broccoli, cabbage, any herbs. Herbs tend to have leaves that'll kind of start to wilt pretty easily when they're given too much sun, especially in the height of summer. Last one would be shade-loving plants. It's tempting to think of these plants as the polar opposite of full sun plants and assume that they can live in 100% shade, but really very, very few plants can live in 100% shade, and none of those plants are going to be the types of plants that you can eat. The plants that you eat are going to need some sunlight. They can't photosynthesize without it, and they definitely can't keep up with, you know, your food needs. They're fairly happy with it not being direct sunlight most of the time, but they're still going to need some sun, whether it's filtered sun, like, you know, just ambient light or dappled sunlight. Like what they'd get under a tree is generally enough for them to live off. But an hour or two of direct sunlight would likely benefit them still, especially if it's weaker sunlight in the morning or in the evening. Some examples of shade-loving vegetables, you won't really find anything but leafy greens in this category. Again, vegetables and fruits that, you know, fruit that produce, you know, they're going to need more energy than a shade-loving plant. So in general, you're going to find, you know, leafy greens like spinach, kale, arugula, Swiss chard, lettuce, you know, all those leafy greens that prefer cooler temperatures. Those are going to be kind of your shade loving vegetables that are safe to plant in a place in your yard where you're only getting, about 4 hours of sun max. So hopefully this has shed some light. Sorry, I couldn't resist on sunlight levels for you. If you found this episode interesting or educational, I'd love to hear back from you. Please feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Otherwise, I'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Grow Your Own Food Podcast. Visit beeandbasil.com for helpful how-to articles, images, and recipes.